Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel, so we got to the bottom of Ayin Bezim and Bez. Two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Itmar, Kidshal Tanai V'Kontzestam. What we've been talking about up until now, the Mishnah, was about making these Tanayim, that he married her on condition that there were no Tanayim, there were no Nidarim rather, and it turns out there were Nidarim, so the Kedushin is in Chal. So the Gemara has the following situation. Kidshal Tanai, so he engages this woman, with a Tanai that she has no Nidarim, Rashi explains. And then the Kontzestam then went ahead and married her, performed Nisun, without specifying, without restating the Tanai. So the question is, do we assume he meant the Tanai there as well, since that was his initial reason when he got Kedushin, also during Nisun it was implied? And it turns out she has Nidarim after Nisun, so therefore it would not be Chal, and you would not require a Get. Or no, since he did not restate the Tanai during Nisuin, so then even though she may have Nidarim, there's no Tanai to talk about, and it would be a good Kedushin, good Nisuin rather, and if he wanted to get divorced, he would require a Get. So Rav Amar Tzricha him on a Get. One would require a Get if they wanted to get divorced, meaning there's no Tanai that was stated, so therefore there's no Tanai effective, it's a good Nisuin, and you need a Get. And Shmuel Amar Eina Tzricha Heyman a Get. You do not require a Get. This is going to be a bit tricky the next Amud or so, but try to remember this. Rav says you need a Get because you did not state the Tanai, so there's no Tanai that's relevant. Shmuel says the Tanai had been implied since you said it during Kedushin. It's also implied during Nisuin, and since there were Nidarim at the time, there was no Nisuin and therefore no need for a Get. So Amar Abai says, going on to Ayin Gimel Amud Alf now, Lo Tema Tame Derav. Don't say the reason for Rav, why Rav requires a Get. Don't say, Kevan Shekonsestam Achula Achla L'Tanai. It's as if he was Mochel on the Tanai. At the time of the Rav, L'fisha Ein Odom Osa Bilasa Bilasnus. Because during Nisuin, when there is Bia, a person is not going to have Biasnus. So since he had Bia, we have to assume it was Bia L'Shem Kedushin. So let's look at Rashi now. Rashi says, Ela time of the second Rashi down. Leinian get, the kesavar ain't adam osa biasnus. Ubal l'shem kedushin. When he had bia during Nisun, he did it l'shem kedushin. Vafili matel l'ale nadarm, even if it turns out that they're nadarm. Aval leinian mamona betanai kai shim yimatel l'ale nadarm tete b'lo ksuva.
Isn't it concise, the chupa?
Say it again, a concise chupa, exactly.
So he's already a kadesh over there.
Means so why talk about Bia?
Yeah, the Bila is after is not Minyan Kiddushim because she's Mekudeshet already.
Right, so there's a big discussion what exactly qualifies as Nisun. Is it the Bia? Is it going under the same Chuppah? Is it the same bias? So we'll assume for now that Bia is Nisun. So during that Bia, a person doesn't have Bia Bila's Nus, so therefore it was the Bia L'Shem the Kiddushin. Neshem the Kedushin, and therefore what?
So he did two Kedushins. The first one was Al Tanai, and the second one was Kedushin Stam.
This is a completely new Kedushin that's going on here.
It seems that it seems people don't make the Yavni Asuz. Even if he would have found out that she made an error, he would still want her to be. He would accept it because he didn't want to do the Bila's nose.
Huh. Say that again. That
since people don't like to do Beilas Nus, even at the moment of having Bia, even if he would have found out that she had the Darim, he would still have married. That's what it seems.
Machal al tnao shetnaim avishat kiddushim ulefichach mekudesheti af al pi shelo nitkayim atnai shein adavar kein vaday lo machal al tnao.
That means
So it sounds like it's batel mevatel the first bia, first kedushin. Like what I'm suggesting, this is a new kedushin, taking a different track here. Since he's doing Kedushin Ayde Bia. Initially, he did Kedushin Ayde Kesef, let's say, with a certain Tanai that there are no Nidarim. Now he's having Bia, So the bia is doing.
Yeah, the first kiddushim are correct.
But this is a bia l'shem kiddushin, says Rashi, and it's a completely new track. He's taking, he's doing kiddushin a second time, if you will, and this time around he is not doing a kiddushin. He doesn't want to do it l'shem znus. So even if there are nedarim that are going to be there, it doesn't make a difference because he did a l'shem kiddushin purely without there any conditions. Is that how you understood it, Adam?
Yeah. Or? Scroll.
Is that how our scroll says
English
it?
Art scroll.
Huh. Yeah, we assume his intent that if the original kedushin wasn't valid because there was he had the tanai, then the present act of bia would be should be construed as an act of kedushin.
Right. Okay.
Therefore, you need a get, as Rob said.
Okay. So since when a person does the bia here, it's the bia l'shem kedushin, and the person doesn't want to make his bia bia znus, so he won't have any tanaim attached to this bia. It's going to be a bia l'shem kedushin, and no matter what. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Ho pliga b'chad azimna. We already have a machlokas about the person, the concept of ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. Why does Rav have to teach us a second time this machlokas? So, Dietmar, what's the discussion here? Ketana shlo miyana v'higdila omda v'nisis. So Ketana, who was the Yisoma, who had no father. So if she had a father, she the father can marry her off. But if she has no father, but her mother or brothers marry her off, it's not a real kedushin. So she always has the option of miyun and opting out. So this individual, while she was a katana, she didn't opt out. Vigdila, and she got older while staying married to this individual. Rashi explains Vigdila two narrow lines down. Vigdila uba aleha v'charkach miyana v'amda v'nises. So after she got older, she became the age of 12 and a half, let's say. And then they had bia at that point. They were still staying married. And then after having bia, she decided to opt out, even though she was a gadol at this point. And then she got married to another individual. So is she able to opt out or do the miyun after she already got older and had bia with her first husband? So again, let's read that case again. Ketana shlo miyana. When she was a ketana, she didn't do miyun. V'higdila, she got older. Omda v'nisis, but the implication Rashi fills in that she has bia and does miyun with her first husband and marries another person, another individual. Says Rav, Amar ein tzricha get misheni, you do not require a get from the second person because she's still attached to the first person. And the svar is because ein adam bia. A person doesn't make his bia and bia's nus. So when she had bia with the first husband, that bia was l'shem kedushin, a new kedushin. And you can't do mean on a kedushin that's performed when she was a gadola. So the same structure again, she had kedushin when she was younger. And that kedushin you could always undo through mean. Then that same person, they had a bia when she was 12 and a half, and the person doesn't do a bia, bia's nus, so that bia was l'shem kedushin, a new kedushin. And that solidified their marriage as a gedola now. And that mean won't be effective on. So even though she thinks it's effective and gets married to another person, that second kedushin doesn't work because she's still attached to the first one because she had a full-fledged kedushin through the bia. That's according to Rav. And Shmuel Amar Tzricha get Misheni, he thinks one does require a get because he's consistent with the previous case that a person does, a person, Adam Ose Bilas Bilas Nus. And the second bia they had when she was a gadola was not bia l'shem kedushin, it was l'shem business. She was never fully attached to the first husband. And once she did miyun, she was free to marry the second individual. So we see the same exact machlokas here as we saw later in the case of ketana, as we did just here by the kedushin ayidei tanar. So why repeat the same machlokas Rav and Shmuel if it's the same underlying principles? So says the Gemara, tzricha, you need both instances. Itmar Behahi, if we taught only the second case of the Ketana, Behahi Kamarav, their Rav says that the Kedushin Tzchal with the Ketana and the when she got older, Mishum Deleka Tana, because there's no Tanai to undo it. It wasn't based on anything. There's nothing holding it back at all. So of course the Bia is going to be a good Bia L'shem Kedushin. Aval Beha, in our case, the Ika Tanai, where the first condition had a Tanai, it was restricted with a certain condition there. Beha Kamar Beha Ema Modele L'Shmuel. Maybe in our case in Ksubas, where there's a Tanai, may Rav would agree to Shmuel that the Tanai would still exist by the second Bia and prevent it from ever being Chal, the marriage between the two individuals. Because the initial, we're looking at the initial Kedushin. Since the initial Kedushin with the Tanai, the case in Ksubas, the initial case we had, there was a Tanai, which had, there were some strings, there were some conditions on the Kedushin. It wasn't a full-fledged Kedushin. So maybe by this, when they had Bia...
Why is it full-fledged? It's complete.
Yeah.
Why is it not full-fledged?
Because if she has Nadarm, and she did have Nadarm, it's not going to be Chal. So in this case, so since the initial Kedushin had a Tanai, it was kind of waiting to see what happened, even though later on they had Bia... That's going to be ineffective because the initial Kedushin was Ali Dei Tanai. It wasn't a full-fledged Kedushin. So therefore, may Rav would agree to Shmuel that the Bia was a business. Now, V'i Itmar Baha, if we only had our case in Ksubis with the Tanai, maybe you'd say Baha Kamar Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav. Only that case would Shmuel say it's not a good Kedushin, it's B.S. Nus, because since the original Kedushin was done Ayde Tanai, it wasn't a full-fledged Kedushin, so there Shmuel says, so then it's the Kedushin's not Chal at all. It's very easy to do away with it. Aval b'hach, but by the case of the Ketana, maybe there, Eima Modile L'Rav, maybe since thereby there's no Tanaim in the first Kedushin, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav that it would be a real Kedushin, and the second Bia would be a real Bia L'Shem Kedushin, and it would be Chal. Tzricha, therefore, we have to teach that even in the case of a Ketana, Shmuel says that it's not a good Kedushin, it is a Bia Sinus. I wonder if Rashi says it's a lot clearer than I just said that.
What did you find out about the Neder to begin with?
Say it again?
When did he find out about the Neder? Before the Bila or after the Bila?
It must be after.
If it's before, for sure it's Chal.
There's no Kedushin.
No, there is. Because when he's having Bia, he knows about it.
That's Bila's note.
That's what I'm saying. So it goes according to what Zakarim explained, that nobody, that it's really a new Kedushin because he knew when he still had Bia.
So he did the Bia? But it would be based on the Kiddushin, which is not Bilat's notes to begin with. Meaning, I don't know what is a Kiddushin again.
I wonder, according to Shmuel, in that case, if it would be a Kiddushin. If he found out about it after Kiddushin.
Right. If he found out after or before?
If he found out after Kiddushin before Nisuin.
Before Bilat.
Right. And I then, think he would agree in that case.
Yeah. Because that's Stam case, Kiddushin Ayde tonight. It's only when there's a second Kiddushin. Stam.
But I'm saying in the case where, let's say, so there's a Tanai with the Kedushin, finds out about the Tanai, so so everybody would agree the Kedushin is Batel, and then he's Kansa Stam. Would Shmuel say that Kanisa at that point, so another...
I think the Gemara talks about similar situations, about there being some separation between the first Kedushin where it's clear that the first Kedushin is done with, and then the second B is a completely new Ma'aseh Kedushin. In that case, if it's Stam, I think the Gemara is going to talk about that. I guess I'll find that. Okay.
I think in that case, everybody would agree. I think so.
I think Shmuel would say that. It's even though he didn't specify that his Kenisa is for Kedushin.
Okay. Fine, so somewhat confusing that last few lines, but it was needed to teach both scenarios of the Ketana and Miyun and the case of the Kedushin Ayde Tanai.
What I don't understand on the top part is that when we're saying that he's doing no Kedushin, but we're talking about Nisuin now, right? Kansa is Nisuin.
Right, so I guess what it means, Kansa doesn't mean Nisuin. I guess it must be referring to Bia. That's what you have to explain. It refers to Bia.
So the whole Indian here is that he did Bia Hashem Kiddushin. Is that what we're talking when it says Kansa that they did Nesuin?
Right. I guess the question when he had Bia, I think Bia. So he had Kansa here means Bia, not Nesuin necessarily.
Right. Because otherwise it would make no sense that it's a new Kiddushin because she should say it's complete new Kiddushin and Nesuin.
Say that again. If we
would say that Kansa is Nesuin. It's Kiddushin is almost irrelevant once he does Nisuin.
Right, if he's doing L'Shem Nisuin...
Right. So Kiddushin, I think, and Nisuin, it completely takes away... doesn't take away, but meaning if somebody doesn't have the right Kavan on Kiddushin and then does Nisuin and does Bia, it's irrelevant what happened in Kiddushin.
If they're in a Dharm, the Kiddushin would never be Chal in the first place. Only if he redoes
it. So it doesn't.
Nothing works. Then
it doesn't, but then he does Nisuin and Kansa, then
you can't skip Kiddushin.
Yeah.
You needed something to count for Kiddushin.
But if he has bia, no. I mean, if he has bia l'shem nisuin, it's already.
You can't say you have to do bia l'shem kedushin and then bia a second time l'shem nisuin.
Yeah?
I think so.
So if somebody does.
If you do kedushin aday bia, it's just kedushin. They're not married; they're just engaged.
Right.
Even though the Gemara says you don't do that anymore, it's not allowed.
Right.
I think Rav would give malchus anyone who did do that. But
right.
Okay, so then the Gemara says now the bottom of ayin gimel and aleph, four lines up to none. They quote from I think this is our Mishnah. Kun sestam v'nimtzu aleh nedarim teitzei shelo b'ksuva. So if they do this kun sestam case, and it turns out that they're nedarim. What?
Without it, nay.
But there was an initial Kedushin Ayitei Tanai first, and then Kantastam. I assume that has to be the situation.
Yeah.
But the Gemara is going to explain. Let's say it's just fine. Kantastam. We don't know the background. They just have Bia Stam. And turned out that they're Nadarm. Teitei Shalobu Ksuva. She gets divorced without a Ksuva. Ksuva Hudula Bai. She doesn't get paid the Ksuva, but Hagita Bai. But you have to divorce her. And the Gemara explains, my love, is it not talking about a situation of Kidshal Tanai, the Kuntzestam, our very case, and yet we still say you require a get like Rav, and it's a Tiyufta Dishmuel? So they're explaining our Misha. You're right, the Misha, the clear reading of the Misha is not necessarily like this, but it's certainly one way to read our Mishnah, and you require a get, even in a case of Kidshal Tanai, the Kuntzestam. You require a get, that's against Shmuel. So what's the response? The Gemara in the top of Ayin Kimelam and Beis explains, lo, you got the case wrong. It's really a case of
Kutch. Why would we not have a minute that they're repeating two cases one after the other? It's exactly the same case as before.
Exactly. No, this is the case before was a discussion with Rav and Shmuel in the Amoraim.
I'm talking about the Mishnah.
The first case, there's only Kedushin, though, there was never an assume. He just did Kedushin al Tanai, and then he discovers it in the Dharma.
Kedushin is engagement.
Yeah, here.
So
now
here
says the Gemara assumes
this
case
is
a continuation of the first case.
So what's the problem?
Aha. It's
not
a new case.
Okay, here. So right.
Okay. Oh, the first case, that says that the first case is also a case of Kansastam after Makadesh Ishamla. Because I would say the first case of the Mishnah, Makadesh Ishamla, Shainala Nadarm, he could have reaffirmed that at the time of Kanisa.
Mm-hmm.
Or there may not have been Kanisa at all.
Right, may not have been Kanisa at all. He found out that there were Nidarman,
yeah,
that was it.
Or he was Makadish or Altanai, and then he was Konis or Altanai. It leaves out what happened by Kanisa, so it's not.
Right.
So the Mishnah says if it's a situation where they take it to the next step and have Nisum Stam, so the Mishnah Paskins that she gets divorced, she requires a get. And that would seem to be a proof for Rav against Shmuel. And the Gemara, I guess, answers that, lo, kitchestam v'kontestam. This case, this scenario of the Mishnah, is completely different than the first case. The first case the Mishnah was about tonight. This is a new one, where they're kedushin stam and kontestam, and there's no specification of a tonight. But then that's only in that case, when it's everything stam, does the Mishnah require a get. Aval, but what would be the case, according to Shmuel, aval kitchal tonight v'kontestam, hochanami, according to Shmuel, dilo bai get.
Rav
would say, no, this case is actually an explanation of the first case in the Mishnah.
Right.
It's one of the same story we're talking about. Kitra Tanai and Kantastam.
So they would have a Maklokos and what's the case on the Mishnah.
Right, exactly. How to read the Mishnah.
Right.
So Gemara says, wait a second, that's how you're reading the Mishnah according to Shmuel. At the Tani, from the fact that the Mishnah says, HaMekadesh is HaIsha Almanas Shein Alea Nadar Minim Tzalea Nadar Amein Mukadesh, that part of the Mishnah, it should say, Lisnei Kansastam v'nimtzalea nedarim she'im mekudeshes. It should teach a case of simply Kansastam. And when Kansastam, without specifying a tanaim, it still won't be a conclusion. Kol shekein, huh? So certainly a case where they do specify a tanaim, no nedarim, certainly that won't be chal either. So you should teach the less obvious case according to Shmuel and learn from a kavachor the more obvious case. He's teaching the more obvious case in the Mishnah, and you have to learn from that the less obvious case.
The less obvious case would be the case where he's kidshal tanai without being kansaher.
The Mishnah, according to Shmuel, so Shmuel says even in a case of
if kansastam
kidshal tanai tanai the kansastam. So Shmuel says there that that's obvious. It's
you don't require get then.
So we're saying in the ration of the Mishnah when it said kidshal. Amanashi and Elenadarim, why would it say that, which is which is more obvious, there's no Knisa Stam after that.
Right, just Stam Kiddush Al Tanai.
Just Kiddush Al Tanai. It should have taught Shmuel's case of Kiddush Al Tanai with Kansa Stam following it in the Risha. Since the Seif is talking about a case of Kidsha Stam Vikansa Stam, the race should have been Kidsha Al Tanai Vikansa Stam.
As opposed to just Kidsha Al Tanai. I see. Okay. So teach that case. Teach the less obvious case, and you can learn from a Kavah Chomer the more obvious case. So why doesn't it teach you that way, according to Shmuel? So that's the Kasha and Shmuel. The Gemara says, Hachanami Kamar. That's exactly what the Mishnah was saying. Meaning, Hamikadesh Es Ha'isha Al Manas She'en Alehen Darim.
With
it, right. And then Kansa Stam, and then it's all the same case. B'nimso le'nedarim, ein mekudeshes. And then the Mishnah says, this is all reading in things that are not in front of the Mishnah. This is how Shmuel understood the Mishnah. Then the next case of the Mishnah is, Kidsha Stam, v'kansa Stam, tete shelo b'ksuva. Ksuva hu dilo bai, ha gita bai. So this is all, according to Shmuel, this is how you read the Mishnah, the two cases of the Mishnah.
But why Kitcha Stam or Chazan Stam Tetzeh Shelo B'Ktuvah? Maybe the husband doesn't care about the neder.
I think the Gemara is going to explain all this. Let's see. So again, the case according to Shmuel.
If this is not, I understand. It was I warned you. But maybe it doesn't. Why the Mishnah decided, you know, Tetzeh Shelo B'Ktuvah?
So the Gemara, that's the next question, the Gemara. The Gemara asks that question, yeah. So again, according to Shmuel. If there, this is David's question, in the case of Kachastam and Kansastam, so the halacha is, she requires a get, because there's no ksuva, but there's no ksuva. Sorry, she requires a get, because there's no tanai, so he married her, and there's no condition, so he has to give her a get. But for some reason, which we're about to find out, he doesn't need to pay her ksuva. Why not? Asks the Gemara, my shna ksuva de lo bayit. Why doesn't he have to pay off the ksuba? Da'amar, because he says, Efshi be'isha nadranis. I can't live with the woman who takes nadarma. I just can't live that way. So, if that's the case, ihachi, get nami lo tibai. So that too, he shouldn't require a get. So Rashi explains, this is four narrow lines down in Rashi. Look at the Rashi before that. Da'amar efshi, two narrow lines down in Rashi. Damar EFC, why is that a good taina? Because I can't live with Nadarm, he's potter from paying her the money. The Af Agav Dilo Asna, even though he didn't make this condition, Kiman da Asni Dami. It's as if he did. I'm not sure why that's as if. Is it because most men can't marry a woman who takes Nadarm or this individual? But for some reason, that's as if he made it tonight.
We saw before a few times that people say Yoshi.
Right, so that's enough of a tour. It's as if you made such a tonight. Okay, I guess there was an understanding that men can't marry women who make Nadarm. So then the next Rashi explains, so what's the question? So get nami lo tibai, he shouldn't require get either in this case. If it's as if he articulated a tanai, so the get shouldn't be needed because it wasn't a good kedushin. Deha Shmuel les lay ein adam osa biyasas nus kedash minin gavi kitana. Because we're working in the world of Shmuel, and Shmuel says a person can do biyas nus. So even though he had bia, and even though he didn't make a tanai, it's as if he made a tanai because he can't stand living with a woman who's nadranis. So there's no need for get either. So either you require a get and pay a ksuba, or you nothing. You can't split it up, require a get, but no ksuba. So Amar Rabba, Rabba explains the first wide line down now, Tzricha get midirayim. You're right, it's a good taina. We just require a get only on a midirabana level, but midiraisa, it's not chal all. The kedushin and nesu'in's not chal, because there was an implicit tanai, v'chein Amar Rav Chisa, Tzricha get midirayim. There's only a din requirement for a din dirabanam. Now Rashi doesn't explain why that is, but sometimes they require get midiram because it looks like they got married and it looks like they didn't need it to get. So since it looks like they got married, even though they didn't, they said, let's just be safe so people don't think you could just walk away from a wife without giving her a get. We don't want that chas v'shalom be the case. So we require to get midiram, but midiraisa, nothing was chal because there was this implicit tenai of he can't stand marrying an ish nadranis.
Are these amorim dafka saying like Shmuel? Because Shmuel retouched the Mishnah that Kansastam Kansastam was the safe of the Mishnah, and according to Shmuel, we're saying in that case of Kansastam, the Kansastam, it says no ksuva and a get, and then we're saying it's midivrayim. Or Rav, who learned that part of the Mishnah, was not talking about Kansastam. He learned it's talking about Kachal Tanai, the Kansastam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? According to him, if there's a case of Kansastam and Kansastam,
mm-hmm.
which again he's not seeing in the Mishnah, would he also agree you need to get Medivraham? like, otherwise it sounds like these Amoraim are coming along and they're all supporting Shmuel Shita. Like Rab was saying like this, Rechistus saying like this.
They are working within Shmuel, but you just want to know what does Rav hold in this case?
Right. They don't have to be working in Shmuel, because Rav could also hold by the case of Kacha Stam and Kansa Stam that Zricha get Medivrei. Our mission is not talking about that.
But what, according to Rav, Rav says that if Ein Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus, so in Kacha Stam and Kansa Stam, he would say it's a good Kedushin. So you require... Okay, so that's all. So the first explanation is, you're right, according to Shmuel, in the case of Kitcha Stam, Mekonsa Stam, there's no need for a get, because he can't stand marrying an Isha Nadronis, but Midivarim, they require a get, just so it doesn't look like they walk away from a what seems to be a wife. But Rava Amar, two wide lines down, Rava Amar Tana, Svuka Misafkele, they weren't really sure in this case, they weren't sure where the halacha is. Is this really a Tanai? Is it not really a Tanai? Rashi says, "Svukes misafkele al stam adam im efshi beefshu nidranus imla." They don't know if this stam person is a man willing to marry a woman who takes nidarm or not. We didn't know the halacha, so therefore, since it's a safek, legave mamona lakula. When it comes to mamon, we're always meka. We leave the every money in status quo, and it motzi mechaveir lavaraya. Therefore, he has no obligation to pay the ksuba. He's exempt from the ksuba until she proves otherwise that she deserves the money. But gavi sura lechumra. But to say she could just walk away and marry somebody else without a get, that's Isur, and we can't allow that. So we machmir on giving a get, but we're also make it when it comes to paying the money. Okay, now the Gemara is going to get a little bit trickier. Omar Rabba.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So Rabba, right now, Abai and Rabba are arguing on Shmuel right now, right? Or
they are arguing within Shmuel, correct.
Because with Rabba, they wouldn't be...
The Rav, it's a good, with Kansas Tam, it's a good Kiddushin.
It's a good
get no Midiraisa. Right. Okay. We're running out of time. We'll see what we can do here. I'm a Rabba. Machlokes betos shtei nashim. The machlokes between Rav and Shmuel exist when talking about two women. So look at Rashi. Rashi betos shtei nashim. Kiddush Leah al Tanai. First he marries Leah with a condition. Then Isha Acheres Kana Stam, but then he marries another woman Stam Acherah afterwards. V'nimtza Aleh, on the second lady, he finds out they're Nadarm V'hainu Tausa. That's a mistake. So do we say that since he made a Tanai by Leah, he's not a person who doesn't like Nadarm? So even though he didn't specify by the second woman, it was really understood that he was Machbid on Nadarm and it wouldn't be Chal. So says Rashi, continuing, Rav Savar came in Delav Isne Bahadei, since he didn't make the condition explicitly, Dehach on the second lady, Ava Bisha Kfar Gila Daita, Shef Shabin Nidaris, even though he revealed his dash by the first one, by Leah, Tzui Chaymana Get, the Get Chal, since he didn't specify, Dilmo Lagave Dehach, Chavio Levelo Kabin, maybe the second lady was prettier, nicer, and he didn't care, he was willing to forego any Nidarm that she may have had. Shmuel Amar came in the Gali, died the Gali. Once he revealed his das by Leah, so certainly he had that same intention, even though he didn't specify, he did mean it by the second lady as well, and it would be an effective Tanai and wouldn't be a good Kedushin if she turned out having a Nadarm. So the Macholkes is when there are two women. He gets married to one woman al Tanai and the second woman Stam. Does that Tanai carry over to the second lady? That's the Macholkes according to Rabba. Aval betos isha achas, with one woman, divrei akol ein tzricha imana get, everybody agrees that you don't require a get. So if he engages Leah with Tanai and then kantastam, that kantastam is certainly continuing the Tanai that he's mentioned in the first case, because he clearly says, with this woman, I don't want nadarm. Ah, you didn't assume without the Tanai? You already said you want the Tanai already with this lady by Kedushin. It's going to carry through Nisuin. Everybody will agree, even Rav, you don't require a get by that.
If she be Shana Dranit.
Right.
Doesn't matter if he makes it Tanai, it doesn't make it Tanai.
No, we don't know. We don't know the Stam person. So this person told us he does not like marrying women who make Nadar.
We assume it's every man.
No, that the Gemara said, it's a good point. The Gemara said above, according to Rav at least, Rava says that we're not really sure of the Stam case. You're right, Rava says, sounds like a Stam person does not like to marry a Isha Nadranis. It's a good question.
So why don't
What's the case of Stam? This case sounds like Stam. How could Shmuel say this? It's a good question, very good question, actually. I don't know. I wish I had time to explain. Okay. That's a very good question. But right now, the Gemara is assuming that the Machlokas, again, Rav and Shmuel, is if it's one woman whereby Kedushin he said Tanai, didn't restate it during Nisuin, still, clearly by this woman, he said he doesn't want Nadarim, so everyone's going to agree that the Nisuin will not be Chal. But when two different women, even though he said it by the first woman, it's possible by the second lady, he didn't want to, he was okay dealing with any Nadarim she may have had for other reasons. And that's where they argue whether his das by one woman will carry to a das of a second woman. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks, Amar Bai says, V'hamas nisin the tos isha achasi v'komosfinon tiyuf t'minei. But isn't our Mishnah a case of one woman, and yet we still ask the tiyuf to Shmuel? So clearly the machlokas exists even by one woman. So Ella itmar hachimer. Fine. If you want to say Rabba as follows. Amar Rabba. Machlokis betos isha achas kein shtei nashim. Machlokis is with one woman. When it's one woman, like two women, which is that, look at Rashi, you see the last eight narrow lines of Rashi or so? Machlokis betos isha achas kein shtei nashim. What does it mean, one woman like two women? Kid shal tanai vigirsha min ha'erison. He engaged her and then divorces her from that. V'chazer v'kanta stam. Then he remarries her, stam. So do we say the Tanai from the first one, which has now been divorced from, is that going to carry through? Or since it's been separate from a divorce, it's a completely different parsha now. And now we view this as a new marriage. And since he didn't state a Tanai in this new marriage, it doesn't carry over. Or do we say it does carry over because it's the same chefza, the same gavra, the same woman who's the subject? So that's machlok. It's aval, continuing back in the Gemara now, aval betos isha achas gredasa, if it's just one woman alone, one continued act, there's no gerushin in the middle, divrei hakol eino tzichei manu get, everybody agrees that Tanai from the Kedushin will certainly carry over to the Nisun as well, and there's no need for a get, it's not a good Kedushin, not a good Nisun. Asks the Gemara Esivei Abaye, Abaye asks on this pshat, Kidsha betos, it's a kota brisa. If you engage a woman betos with a mistake, what's a mistake? So right now we think a mistake of nedarim. You engage her and you're expecting her not to have any nedarim, and it turns out she has nedarim. Upachas mishal pruta, or, I don't think it's an end, but I think it's an or. Alternatively,
yeah, it's an or.
It's an or, right? Or you engage her, do kedushin with something less than shal pruta, which we learn from the Mishnah in kedushin, it doesn't work.
We did Kedushin?
No, we did not. Sorry. Those who did Kedushin, sorry. Kedushin comes at the end of Seder Nashim. V'chein katan shekidush afa pisha shalach savlanus lach mikan ein mekudeshes. And a boy, a katan, a boy, who gets engaged to a lady, even though that too doesn't work as well. Now this goes back in all the Rashi explained, afa pisha shalach savlanus lach mikan, even though maybe he sent gifts afterwards, so Einam Mekudeshes Shemachmas Kedushin Harishonim Shalachla. So even though he sent gifts later on, so let's say the case of Shavapruta, he added some nice jewelry along, which adds up to more than Shavapruta. It doesn't work because those matanos were not meant to be a new Kedushin. It was meant to be piggybacking off of the first Kedushin. And since the first Kedushin was less than Shavapruta, or the first Kedushin was a Katam, the Savlanus is not going to help, even though now he might be a Gadol. So it doesn't work anymore. V'im Baalu. If they had Bia, though, Kanu. But Bia would be considered a new Maisa Kedushin and would be Chal. It would have to be where he became a Gadol now. Right, exactly. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Im Baalu lo Kanu. So if he has Bia afterwards, it doesn't work because his Machlok is the Bia, which we'll call Kanta Stam, is that going to be working off the initial Kedushin and won't affect anything, or is it viewed as a completely new Kedushin, and since all the relevant halachas are in place, it would be Chal. So in this brisa, says Rabbah, asks Rabbah, V'ha hacha detos isha achasi upligi. This is talking about one woman, and there is this machlokis tanaim, whether this works. And you said above, by one woman, divriak kol, that it is not going to be Kedushin. The kontestam will certainly be working off the initial Kedushin. But here we see there's a machlokis. My lab, what does the tos mean? My lab, tos nidarm. Is this Bryce is not talking about tos nidarm, our very case. And yet, by one woman, there is still a machlokis. The Gemara says, no, lo, ta'u, bi, pachas misha pruta. So it's talking about, no, they made a mistake in the Shavapruta. What does that mean?
So that's the second.
Right, that's the Gemara's question. So meaning, they thought that you can get married less than the Shavapruta. That was a mistake they made. That doesn't work. So asks the Gemara Ricky's question, but Pachas Mishar Pruta Behedya Katanila. That's the very next situation. That's two different things. One tells Kitcha Batalos, and the second case is Pachas Mishar Pruta. So Gemara says, Kitcha Batalos U Pachas Mishar Pruta Prusha Kamifarish. It's explaining. Kitcha Batalos Keta. It was an example of engaging with a mistake. Kigon Shikitcha Pachas Mishar Pruta. That's the very case. Nothing to do with what we're talking about, the Dharma. Exactly. So, so now that we spoke about the Brisa, so what's the machlokas? They got engaged, and they thought you're allowed to use less than Sharpruta. Turns out it's not effective.
How?
And, sorry?
How can you make such a taut?
How can you?
He's Mesadar Kiddushin. He doesn't know.
Let's say he has an item that's completely worthless, and he thought that it was worth a little.
Oh, so it's not about the knowledge. It's about the mistake with the whatever is
Mekadosh. With the item that is Mekadosh.
Yeah, is that what it's a mistake in the assessment? Let's see.
You mean that he was actually mechaven to give her less than Shavu'ot Pruta and they still got engaged?
Yeah.
It's possible also.
It's possible.
Can he mechaven to such a thing because it's a halacha? And this is Mesadar Kiddushin.
So it could be based on different factors, but...
You don't have a Mesadar Kiddushin.
Yeah, you don't have to have a Mesadar.
Yeah, right.
I always have a Rosh Hashiva standing. Right. Do it with two people, two Yidins could be standing.
Yeah, so when he did it, he wanted it to. He didn't want to give her a Shavu'ot Pruta, or he wanted and he wasn't.
I think he thought.
Know.
You know, I thought he thought you can get married with a penny.
That's what Rashi says. Shavu'ot Pruta. Rashi says
it's not
a
Shavu'ot Pruta. It's not.
They
thought
it works.
Okay. It's not a bend. It's not many discussions.
This is just an engagement. You don't invite the Rashiva, doesn't come down for
so it's not a mistake in the valuation.
Right. Okay. Now, the reason why this might work, why one would have such a Havamin, if you want to assume he was a Talmud Chacham, is because Kedushin is a lot about Machlokas, whether it's about doing a Maisa Kedushin or it's about the Das, her Nichele, the Gemara's talk about. So there's some discussions, I think it was the Bnei El Yashiv, was it, or maybe some other family, that they were makbid on getting a very chashiv amount of money. So for them, even though normally Sharpruta works, according to some who are makbid on their own kabod, you have to pay more than a Sharpruta. It won't, less than $100, let's say, that won't be enough to get them married. So the same flip side, one might say there might be an ani who's willing to take less than a Sharpruta because it's nicha lehem, maybe that would be effective as well. That might be the lumdus if you assume it's a Talmud Chacham who's Masada the Kedushin. Okay, so now once we're in this world of they made a mistake about whether Sharpruta works, Pachas Misharpruta works, then they had a machlokas if they had bia afterwards, will this bia be good or not? But my kamifli gemara wants. So what's the machlokas? So Mar Saver Adam Yodea Shein Kedushin Tovsim Pachas Misharpruta. Everybody knows what David says. Everybody knows you can't get married less than a Sharpruta. The Gamar Baal Hashem Kedushin. So later on, when he had Kedushin, he certainly had intent to perform a new Maisa Kedushin, and that's why the opinion says it's Kana. But Mar Sever Ain't Adam Yodei Hashem Kedushin Tovsim B'Pachas Misharpruta. It's not a widely known halacha that less than Sharpruta doesn't work. The Chikabal died to the Kedushin of Rishon Baal. He thought the first Kedushin was good, and when he had Bia, he was having Bia, Al Das, the first Kedushin. But since the first Kedushin was less than Sharpruta, it's going to be ineffective.
What about the case of Katan? Is it the same? Same shaila, or is this that people know that a katan's kedushin is not chal? Is that the machlokas, or is that safe and not talking about the case of katan in balu kanu? Is that not going on katan?
Good question. What's machlokas there?
Could be the same thing, just you know.
I find it harder to say that they would. Thought Katan Kedushin would be Chal.
It looks like from Rashi, Lo Taos Pachas Mishava Pruto. He says, the Tadu Kedushin, the Savar Shemekach Mekach. Va'alok ka'amar in balu kanu. It's mashma. It's only going on that case. It's not going on the case of katan.
How are you going to explain the case of katan, though?
By the case of katan, everybody's bone debtors. By the case of katan, what? In the case of balu?
Yeah. What's the machlokas about?
No, Rashi's saying the machlokas is not going on it. That's what I'm saying.
Which way? Which
look
Rashi?
Look at Rashi lo tos pachas mishava pruta.
Avalakamer in balukanu. Aha.
Okay. Mashma is only going on that part.
Aha. Okay. Fine. Vayte the Gemara now asks another question. Esive ha reini bolecha al menas sheyirta abba. So he says to this lady, I'm going to be with you on condition that your father agrees to this relationship. Even though the father turned out he's not very happy with this new son-in-law, the kedushin is still going to be chal. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, again the same people talking here, Ratzah Av Mikudeshes, Lo Ratzah Av Eini Mikudeshes. No, since you made it Tanai, it depends on the Ratzah of the father, so it's only if the Ratzah of the father exists, is it going to be there, will be good Kedushin. But if the father protests this relationship, so then it will not be good Kedushin.
Different person, this is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Shimon.
That was different, they're both quoting Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is the same.
But Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi, okay. So we have the machlokas here. So v'ha hacha dechitaos isha achas dami upligi. This is like a case of one woman, and yet there's a machlokas. So how are we connecting these two? Right. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains this is seven lines up in Rashi. V'ha hacha dechitaos isha achasi. So Nishi makes his tanai with her. And then they end up having bia. So a person doesn't do ain adam osa bilasa biasnus. So when he had bia, he must have been having bia l'shem kedushin, a new kedushin, he doesn't want to make it into znus, and that's why it's going to be chal. The other one thinks, no, since he made the Tanai is going to affect the Bia, and it's going to be a Bia's Nus. But isn't this a case of one woman, and yet there's still a Machlokas, whether the Bia is a new Bia, or it's piggybacking off of the initial Tanai. So the Gemara says, Hasam b'hakim b'fri. There, they're arguing about the following. Mar savar al-manas yirta'av. When they say the condition on the condition that your father agrees to this relationship, he means al menas sheyishtok av, and the condition that your father stays quiet, he doesn't protest this relationship at all. V'hashasikle, and he actually stayed quiet. So therefore, the kedushin will be chal. Marisaver, but the other opinion thought al menas sheyomer ha'aba hein. What he meant by yirtav, it means that your father actually agreed. He said yes, I want this relationship. V'halo amar aba hein. But the father never actually said hein. He never said yes. So the machlokas is when the husband says to the wife ad sheyirtav. Does that mean that as long as your father just stays shut, or does it mean your father actually says yes, I agree this to the relationship? That's the machlokas. So he ended up staying quiet, but he didn't say yes. So depending what the initial tonight was, that's the machlokas. Nothing to do at all with our situation of bias bias nus. Then the Gemara asks another question, Esive, modim chachamim. Chachamim agree that Rabbi Elazar, b'ktana sheheisia avia v'niskarsha. If a ktana is married off by her father, and then she gets divorced, now she's a widow in the lifetime of her father, which means that she's independent. The Achzira, now she remarries the husband her father had married her off to. The initial husband she's remarried to now. Right, because it was a good kedushin because the father. Right, she did get, and she's divorced and she's single. She remarries. So is this remarriage going to be piggybacking off the father's marriage of her? Or this is now she's independent, it's viewed as a completely independent marriage. So the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, shecholetes v'lo misavemes. If her husband were to die, she would require chalitza, but not yibum.
She was still a katana when she went back. Right.
Exactly, she was still a katana. Mipnei shegerusheha gerushin gemurin v'ein chazarasa chazara gemura. She was completely divorced because her father accepted the get for her, but when she returns on her own, it's not a full return because she's still a katana. She doesn't have the das to get fully remarried. So Gemara says, "Bemed v'mamurim." When is this all true? Shegir shekishi katana v'chzir shekatana. Like we just said, when she was divorced, when she's a katana, when she gets remarried, when she's a katana. Aval gir shekishi katana v'chzir kishigdol. But if she waits until she gets 12 and a half and then remarries this guy, oh shechzir kishigdana v'gala, or she remarries when she's a katana, but they grow older together. She becomes 12 and a half when they're older, and she has bia, so she confirms that marriage as a gedola. etzla umeis, and then the husband were to die without children, the lachud would be o choletes o misabemes, because now it's a full-fledged marriage. So that's all according to the Tanakhama. But mishum Rabbi Eliezer amru choletes v'lo misabemes, even in the second case where she's a gedola, even then she could only do yichalitza and not ibum. Isn't she a gedola? It's because this remarriage is really working off the initial marriage, and since the initial marriage, and wait a second. Rashi explains because time of mishum de gazer ba mishum yisoma bechai ha'av. Because if he allowed this to be a full marriage, it looks like if a katana were to get remarried when she's a katana, b'chayav, people would think that would be also a full-fledged nisun, even though it's not really isn't one. But either way, you see a machlokas, the ha-ha-cha de-katos isha achas dami. This is like one, this is a case of one woman. U-pligi. And there's a machlokas when the second marriage, whether the second marriage is going to be considered a new marriage, or it will be considered working off the initial marriage. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami Bahakam Mifkli. They're arguing about Mar Savar Adam Yodea Shein Kedushim Katana Klum. The Gamar Baal Shein Kedushim. Everybody agrees. Everyone knows that the Kedushim of a Katana doesn't work. So when he had the second bio, certainly for a new Kedushim. Mar Savar Ein Adam Yodea Shein Kedushim Katana Klum. No, not everybody knows that. Some people actually think, this is answer our question before we discussed, that some people think that a Kedushim of a Katana does work. And he's having das in the second bia on das of the first bia, which is in fact not a good bia. So that's the machlokas, not an issue of bias nus. It's a machlokas of what people think about the halacha is. Now this question might tell us about a katana, but what about a katan? It might be an open question about a katan, because katana, we know a katana can get married off by a father. So one might think even on her own she can get married off. But we never find anywhere that a katan has kedushin, so maybe there no one would ever mistake to think that a katan's kedushin is actually chal. Okay, shkoyach.
Wow, that was not an easy done.
What?
It's not an easy
done. No, I was thinking maybe we should.